From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Last year, the off-Broadway musical Fela became one of the most talked-about shows in New York. It tells the life story of Nigerian musician and political activist Fela Kuti. Well, the show officially made the move to Broadway last month, and the reviews are in. Critics are ecstatic. But as Jeff London reports, less certain is how Broadway audiences will respond to this unconventional theater piece.
When I'd heard Fela was moving to Broadway, I thought, that's a mistake.
Ben Brantley, chief drama critic for the New York Times, liked Fela off-Broadway. But when it moved to Broadway, he changed his mind. He gave the show an all-out rave.
I think it's pretty much irresistible on Broadway. And I think what makes it singular is not only that you're talking about a culture based in Yoruba religion and a form of music, Afrobeat, which Broadway has never heard before, but even the way the performers relate to the audience, they don't sell themselves. There's great energy to them, but there's also a great self-containment. It's like, you come meet me. You want to come meet me.
But it's a good bet that most American audiences have never met the music of Fela Kuti, or know about his life or the politics of Nigeria. So it falls on the shoulders of director, choreographer, and co-author Bill T. Jones to turn this complicated story into compelling theater. And he says it starts with the music.
Fela was, at one point, the most famous musician in Africa. He created this thing called Afrobeat, which was a kind of a recombination of classic jazz, he loved jazz, traditional African music, and American funk and rhythm and blues, all tied together.
Jones says Fela Kuti used that music to protest injustice in his native Nigeria, where the murderous regime arrested him over 200 times. But Fela was no saint. He lived the hedonistic life of a rock star. He smoked marijuana. He lived in a compound with 27 women, his queens, who he symbolically married one day.
I don't know if I would have liked him as a man, but I certainly respect him as a cultural force and an artist.
Bill T. Jones says Kuti was more than just a bad boy. He played an important role in the fight for justice in Nigeria.
I call him a sacred monster that any democratically leaning society cannot afford to be without. Because he is the one that, maybe imperfectly, but he puts his finger on that sore spot. He points at it in politic terms. He sets things moving. That's why I'm a fan of his.
That's the real Fela Kuti. To make this artist, who died of AIDS in 1997, live for contemporary audiences, Jones and his design team have turned the Eugene O'Neill Theater into the Shrine, Fela's nightclub in Lagos. Complete with colored lights and mirror balls, the Afrobeat band Antibalas on stage, and beautiful, scantily clad performers dancing in the aisles. Critic Ben Brantley says it works.
You really do feel as if you're in a nightclub, and a very particular nightclub in a particular place. You don't feel you've just walked in off Times Square. Theater, at its best, is always supposed to transport us, but this seems to take us to another continent.
And audience members at Fela aren't allowed to be passive.
Everybody say yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, after what happened to us, many people said that I would never perform again. But here we are. Mm-hmm.
They sing along with songs by following lyrics projected on the set. And at one point, they get up on their feet and shake their booty. Or as Fela Kuti would refer to it, their yansh. San Gaja plays Fela.
Let's just get everybody to participate in moving their yansh. And in this way, they can look at the yansh of this woman and appreciate it not just from a voyeuristic, you know, pornographic standpoint, but really appreciate the craftsmanship. Yeah, yeah. We are all standing now.
And now we go underground.
Bill T. Jones says this kind of participation is a very deliberate way to bring audiences into the story.
They have to participate, which is what I think is brilliant about using music in the way Fela did. Music is the weapon. So now we all become connected through the music, and we become connected on a primal level.
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, yeah, oh dear.
When the show gets more political and goes to darker personal places, the audience is with them, says actor San Gaja.
Why not give people candy if that's what you want, you know, but they don't have to know it's full of vitamins and minerals, you know what I mean? If it's sweet, they're going to eat it anyway.
Candy or not, producer Stephen Hendel knows that developing audiences for Fela isn't going to be easy. He needs to sell 3 times as many seats a week as he did off-Broadway. So he's enlisted rapper Jay-Z and superstars Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith to lend their names as producers. He hopes Fela will become a hot ticket like it was off-Broadway.
Suddenly we were just sold out, and, you know, celebrities calling every day, world-famous musicians. We had no tickets. We'd squeeze them in.
Do you hear those drums? Those are not Yoruba drums. Those are not Cuban drums. My drums.
Bill T. Jones says he's already hearing good word of mouth as he stands at the back of the theater.
It's a fun evening. Yeah, yeah. Even with all the things that go down in that second act, we heard some people describing it as uplifting the other day. Uplifting? Well, it ends with people bringing coffins into the theater, but I guess there's... I've also heard people say, maybe you want to go out and be an activist. You know, that's good.
Fela is currently playing at the Eugene O'Neill Theater on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
To hear more from Bill T. Jones and to see video clips from Fela, go to our website, npr.org.